afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. One of the impacts of coronavirus is that there haven't been many parties, which means less helium-filled party balloons. Not only are balloons bad for the environment in that animals can choke on them and they often end up in the sea, but many are filled with helium, which is an expensive gas and which was diminishing in its supply. But thanks to COVID and the decline of birthday parties, we are no longer polluting the environment with balloons and using up diminishing helium reserves for a few seconds of dubious glee. Yippee! What has this got to do with astronomy? Well, there's a new telescope being launched which could replace the ancient Hubble Space Telescope, and this new telescope will hang off a massive helium balloon on the edge of space. By massive, we're talking about the size of a football stadium, not pitch, when inflated, and it will sit 40 kilometres above the surface of the Earth, which is, by the way, on the edge of space. At 40 kilometres, you are above 99.5% of the Earth's atmosphere. Conventional ground-based telescopes have to deal with the fact that the atmosphere is very good at sustaining human life, but appalling at letting through light from space without distorting it, making it hard to take clear pictures of astronomical objects. And some types of light can't be seen at all through our atmosphere. Orbital telescopes like the Hubble Space Telescope avoid that problem, but cost billions of dollars to assemble, launch and operate, and once they're up there, if anything goes wrong, very, very hard to fix. By placing a telescope on a platform suspended underneath an enormous balloon, the Superbit, and that's what this telescope is called, the Superbit team hopes to get pictures as clear as a space telescope, but all for a budget of a mere $5 million. New balloon technology makes visiting space cheap, easy and environmentally friendly, said a PhD student at the University of Toronto and one of the researchers behind the project. Its final test flight in 2019 demonstrated extraordinary pointing stability, in other words, that the telescope could look at an object without wavering and deviating, and this should allow a telescope to obtain images as sharp as those from the Hubble Space Telescope. When the Superbits balloon is launched from Wanaka, New Zealand in April 2022, it will circumnavigate the Earth several times, taking pictures all night before recharging its batteries during the day using solar panels. Eventually, it will return to Earth, but even that brings benefits. The design can be tweaked and improved over time, where conventional orbital telescopes are prohibitively expensive to upgrade. If this telescope needs fiddling with, it's just a case of getting it to return to Earth, fixing it, and sending it back. What will Superbit do when it's up there? Its first mission will watch collisions between clusters of galaxies, that is, massive conglomerations of galaxies, and how they swirl into each other. And those collisions should cast some light on the properties of dark matter, thought to make up most of the mass in the universe, but impossible to identify except by its gravitational effects on conventional matter. As usual, this project is an international collaboration, this time between Durham University, NASA, the Canadian Space Agency, Toronto and Princeton University. So well, we look forward to the launch of that next year. And I must say, a balloon the size of a football stadium, that's pretty big. Ah, for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.